Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com worldwide. And I want to welcome Charlotte Moore. And Charlotte Moore is the co-founder of the Irish Repertory Theatre now in its 33rd season. And indeed, Charlotte, I don't know if if you can get Mr. Sardi on the phone there with you. I know that he has grown another foot and a half with the most recent award, a massive award for Ciarán O'Reilly. Perhaps you can tell us.
I'm terribly sorry, Adrian, but Mr. Ciarán O'Reilly doesn't speak to any of us anymore. When Sardi's, I mean, you have to make an appointment.
Yeah.
Well, I've decided since, you know, we're very old friends, Adrian, and why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I take a few moments of my time?
All right. Thank you for making me the exception to the rule. Sardi's Restaurant. Help me out here, because Charlotte, the history are at least give us a rundown of the significance of Sardi's Restaurant in Manhattan.
Of Sardi's Restaurant? Well, the Sardi's Restaurant was founded in the 20s by Vincent Sardi's grandfather and father on right there on 44th Street. And the right in the middle of all of the Broadway theaters, and Broadway actors started frequenting Sardi's there, mostly because they had a big charge account. And when actors were out of work, Vincent Sardi Sr. would let them charge up all their liquor and drinks and dinner and bill them later. And so it became a real actors hangout and a theater hangout. And then they started putting pictures on the wall of the famous actors and movie stars and directors and so forth. And so it became the hub restaurant of the Broadway community there. And if your picture is up in there, it's a great honor. And Mr. O'Reilly's picture went up last week.
It's No. Hold the applause, please, Leah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. You have an audience of one here, who's insisting and interrupting this program. But we're only. Let me. It is actually. It is a portrait. Is it not a portrait?
It is indeed.
It's a caricature.
A caricature, a portrait.
Okay, I don't blame you for saying it was a picture. That's quite a caricature. Okay, write this down because I might have to mention it again. Listen, congratulations. And, I have to say that you've received, both of you have received so many awards. Irish America Hall of Fame. A baker's dozen of theatrical awards, and of course the presidential Distinguished Service Award from none other than the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins. This is something amazing, and we're all thrilled to bits with it. Ciarán, I just want to ask you, though, before we go any further, I would assume that for those who may think that the caricatures, that the portraits and et al. In Sardi's Restaurant might indeed be awarded to very good customers, you know, those who spend a buck. But you are from Cavan, right? Enough said about that.
Oh, Adrian, you're shameless.
It doesn't take long.
it was obviously something else. Well, Charlotte mentioned there for the last 100 years, running up a tab at Sardi's is in itself a custom. God knows. Charlotte, have you been watching the books? They're, you know.
I stopped with that long ago. They're closed to me. Kieran keeps them in a safe somewhere in his house.
Yeah.
You might have. Very well.
Listen, again, congratulations again to, you know, 100 years of, you know, of Sardi's restaurant. It's incredible. But I want to get on to the gala. Each year, the Irish Repertory Theatre holds a gala. And this year, the theme is, it's a celebration of course, the music and the creation of Harold Prince, a celebration beyond all others, honoring Loretta Brennan Glucksman. Tell us a little bit, or at least some, of the famous creations of Harold Prince. If I take Evita, maybe you can fill in a few more.
Oh, well, you start with Evita. Mr. Prince has 21 Tonys, more than anyone else alive and more than anyone in history. And for the programs like, or shows like Cabaret, like Sweeney Todd, like Evita, West Side Story, The Phantom of the Opera, Love Me Show. It goes on and on and on and on. And we were going to do this last year before the COVID crisis. But, and so we've been saving up to do this. Also, our honoring of Loretta Brennan Glucksman was to take place before. And we're very anxious to do that because, as you know, as you both very well know, she is something else and deserved all the honors in the universe is right here on
you. Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed, yeah.
Absolutely. And, of course, we've always maintained that if Irish America had a category of queen, and we don't, nor will we, then Loretta would have no competition in that. Her generosity, her philanthropy,
yes.
Just incredible and well, well deserved. So... and it's a visionary leadership award. You know, it's a very special award for a very special lady, indeed. Let me ask you about the lineup. First of all, it's at Town Hall, and it's on June 13th. Who do you have lined up for the gala? Go ahead.
Yeah, we have a gentleman who has been known to say welcome, except he says it as welcome, and his name is Joel Grey.
So he will
be opening the show with Cabaret, and he'll be joined by a number of actors who actually starred originally in Hal's shows. So we have Cheetah Rivera, who was, of course, in West Side Story. We have Len Cario, who was in Sweeney Todd. We have Mick Bell, who was in Showboat. And, of course, we have our own Ciarán Sheehan, who was in Phantom of the Opera. We have Max von Essen. We have got Donna Kane. I'm making it all up right now. We have somebody who was in who else, Charlotte?
Oh my goodness! Well, we have somebody who was in Wicked, played the Wicked Witch in Wicked, Amanda Jane, and my goodness, our list is so long, and I'm still working it out with everybody, the lineup. We have John Bell as our conductor, who's out right now conducting Life for a Lady for Lincoln Center, and we're pulling him in to take charge of the music and the conducting and the orchestra. There's a large orchestra, a large chorus, And all of these people are live on stage together, probably maybe for the first and last time ever.
Wow, wow. And indeed, each year when, you know, we, you know, when you tell us and our listeners, and indeed when you, with your outreach, you keep the West, or the best wine to the last. We've had, you know, in the past, so many, Tom Hanks. These are people who you don't advertise, but they do. They show up, and it, again, it kind of does tell us the high esteem that both of you are held in, and the reputation of the Irish Repertory Theatre. Just want to get back to the evening and the dedication of the evening to incorporate the music and the plays of Hal Prince. Hal Prince, I forget, it's so far back. When did actually Hal Prince get on the board of the Irish Rep, and he actually was not just an admirer from afar?
I think he joined the board. I think he had heard a rumor. Now, this may be, Charlotte, you can correct me on this, but he heard a rumor that Adrian Flannelly was going to join the board of the Irish Repertory Theatre, and he immediately, you know, Hal never missed an opportunity, and he immediately was on the board. Hey, Hal, can I be on that board there? So,
yeah, okay, you know. Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, it was more than 30 years ago, but he also directed a very famous play, Grandchild of Kings, in the Irish Repertory Theatre, and that's not today or yesterday. And again, an amazing character, and he actually brought a whole new reputation and meaning to Broadway musicals. There was one Hal Prince, and he took some risks in actually rolling out some of the musicals that we have been mentioning there.
Oh, he was a huge innovator, Adrian. I mean, of musical, American musical.
Especially with Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah, I mean, he reinvented the form in so many ways. And he was truly a most admired giant in the field. And we're so really truly have been of any part, you know, of Hal's, you know, legacy in that, in Grandchild of Kings. Charlotte, who isn't talking about it here, but she was directed by Hal in many shows and got a Tony nomination, I think, for one of them, two of them from. So Charlotte goes back a long way with Hal. They've been really good friends for many, many years, and our family. And it's great that Hal's family will be there on the night as well.
It is indeed, and that's an extra bonus. But, you know, as we look back over the years, Angela Lansbury, you know, Jeremy Irons, Judy Collins, just so many Broadway stars have again adorned the stage, the gala, and this year's obviously, you know, no exception. It's at Town Hall, so let's just follow through on that. So the concert itself is at Town Hall, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
And normally, and actually, there are tickets left, and some of them quite reasonable, you know, from under $100 up to whatever it is, $300. But There's also an evening of celebration, you know, which begins, with a cocktail reception or whatever. Just fill us in on that.
Yes, it is. Well, there's a number of different components to the evening, all right? If there, and there's different ways that people can support, because it is our, above all as well, it's our annual fundraiser, and it's our biggest one of the year, and our only really big one of the year. So if people can support us in a bigger way, they can either, you know, join us for dinner following the show at the Bryant Grill, they can do the cocktails beforehand and then go to the show. That's another way of doing it. Or do all three. Do the cocktails, go to the show and have dinner and have a night out. And it'll be one that people will really enjoy at the same time as supporting a good cause.
Right. And again, for Loretta Brennan Glucksman, who has been such a philanthropist and supportive of everything Irish for as far back as we can remember, it is a great tribute to her. And I just want to again congratulate you, Kieran, seriously, on your Sardi's Portrait Caricature Award. And Charlotte, I will back you up if you need to have him, you know, pull him, take him back a little bit, okay? You can take care of it. Yeah.
I'm basically in a low, so I welcome your help. He's incorrigible.
And you know, just as an aside, he was bad enough before. I mean, this isn't the first one, but this is amazing. Listen, it's the gala, friends, is at Town Hall. The performance, the concert is at Town Hall, and it is on June 13th. As Kieran and Charlotte have mentioned there is a before and after. There is a fantastic evening of programming from beginning to end. It's also an opportunity on this once-a-year major fundraiser for the Irish Repertory Theatre, and we can't wait. There's a number, it may not be the 727-2737, but you have an actual number for the booking there too. It's 212-255-0270. But if you can't remember that one, of course you can get on to your box office number, and you can send an email to. Is Jason, is he running the, is he very involved in this?
Jason Smoller is the one to contact regarding the dinners and the pre-show things. But you can book going to see the show just by going to www.irishrep.org.
Okay, that's www.irishrep.org. My guests, our friends, and again, heartiest congratulations, not just for you, but Kieran, but obviously to both of you. 33rd season. That's a quick 33 years in hindsight, but thank you. We look forward to seeing you, and hopefully somebody who's listening will know that this is a very special year, a great performance, a great evening, and it is to honor Loretta Brennan Glucksman, Kieran O'Reilly, Charlotte Moore. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you, Anya. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you. Thank you much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless.